Undisclosed has a season coming up, 2016, in which the focus will not be the case of Adnan Syed. Do you have an idea of what your next case is going to be? Will you reveal it now before us all, or will you continue to keep us in suspense?
We're getting very close. We got a lot of submissions, and it was kind of emotionally overwhelming at times because there's a lot of people with sad stories and about their relatives, and they're reaching out to me. And most of them, there's no way I could help them. That the case, for whatever reason, wasn't something we could do anything about. Maybe involved DNA or just nothing that the podcast could cover. But just seeing that and seeing them reach out, sort of like a Hail Mary, was overwhelming at times. And it shows how much of a need there is for this kind of work and for IP's work and for more groups that focus on DNA and more on just locating these cases, looking at them again, and questioning the prosecutors and the detectives involved in them. That being said, we've had a few that we're looking at. Whatever case we choose, it's going to be really interesting, I think. There's a lot of sad stories out there, but it'll also be pretty familiar, too, in a way. At first, I started thinking, like, wow, this case is really like a nonce. It's so similar. It's got timelines that don't work. It's got routes that don't add up. It's got cell phones and, for like, the same forensic issues. And then eventually I started realizing that, no, these issues actually just happen a lot. It's not the, like, a nonce case. It's that these same problems are occurring again and again and again. So, yeah, there'll be some similar themes. But I think soon we'll have a case.